Mr. Becchetti, you're the owner of Leighton Orient, you're the owner of the Argon Channel. You decided to combine the two and make a reality show. For those who don't know, explain the concept of the show.
Noi abbiamo pensato ad una televisione.
We've done a TV channel that is a product in Albania and UK, and the transmission there is broadcast in Italy. And what we want to do with this reality show basically is to combine life and football of the young people and basically go deep in their life and see what is behind them. And I think the results are really great, and our reality show is a great success right now in Italy.
It sounds like an interesting concept, and you can understand why some people would watch it, and you can see what it would mean to the young men involved. Do you think it also helps the club? Does it raise the profile of Leighton Orient in Italy?
Noi speriamo di sì. Questa è la percezione che abbiamo adesso.
Well, we hope so. There are a lot of people when we go around in tour around Italy. They're starting to ask for the shirt for the of the Leighton Orient. And what we are doing, we're exporting one of the oldest brand that is Leighton Orient in Italy, one of the oldest team in England, and this is like a great chance and it's important for us.
Do you worry at all that perhaps it's been too much of a distraction if you look at the position of the club being bottom of the table and the fact that the film crew needs to use the training ground and the Brisbane Road pitch on a Thursday? Do you worry that maybe this has distracted from the season and it might be one of the reasons why the club is struggling so much?
No, non credo, anzi, il contrario. Io penso che...
Well, I don't think so, because for a prestigious team like Leighton Orient, is a further motivation to make the young kids live their dream. So I think it's wrong to think that they, even if they are at the bottom of the league now, there is something wrong with them. I think like the reason why they are going not so well is because basically we are starting a new era, and I think with all investment, when you start something new, you have to wait a little bit of time to get on the right way. So we were a little bit unlucky with a lot of injuries, but we hope that all our investment, our effort, they're gonna translate in something good.
Are you concerned about relegation, or are you still confident you can achieve safety?
Io ho l'obbligo.
As a businessman and manager, I have the moral obligation of believe it, and we are not worried about the bad luck we have now. I think if we believe it and we trust in them, they're gonna win some way.
And you mentioned there's been bad luck, and of course there has. But do you look at these first months in the English game and think, yes, there have been mistakes. Yes, I have made some mistakes.
Nello sport conta il risultato.
In the sport, the important thing is the score. And the score is not now, but is the end of the season. So we will see how is the end of the season. Are we going to finish the end of the season? In the future, I'm looking at the other league. And I think the Leighton Orient is going to win something, is going to go up.
When things are not going well for a team, there are rumours, there is speculation. Some have suggested some of the English players are finding it hard that the manager doesn't speak English. Others have suggested when a lot of new players arrive, there can be splits in the camp. Do you look at the team and you say this is a unified team still, or are you concerned that not everyone is pulling together?
Come ho già detto, il mio lavoro è quello di...
As I said, my work is not giving an excuse. I remember Mancini when first came here, he didn't have a great success. But then, as everyone has seen, he won the Premier League. So it's now is really well known here. Let's give it time to Liverani. And I don't think the language is going to be a barrier for him. I think we have just to give time, like a lot of Italian people that they came here in English football, and they won something. They were really important. So with the time, I think Liverani is the right man.
I remember last summer Barry Hearn saying he looks at you and thought he saw in you himself 20 years younger, that you had the energy and the enthusiasm and creative new ideas like this show to try and take the club forward. Do you still feel that? Because things look so bad on the pitch right now. Has it taken a lot out of you?
Guardi, io a Londra...
In London I feel very well. I'm happy to be here. And my past sport history, I had great successes. So, I never give up. And since I'm feeling really well here in London, I will never give up.